So my name is Joseph. I'm one of the elders of this church. And I just want to welcome for all the new students who are here today. Okay, today I'm gonna talk about Isaiah 61 and see how it can apply to our life. Okay, but first I want to start with Isaiah 53. Now Isaiah was a faithful servant of God living in Israel about 700 years B.C. And he was a prophet, so he is from God. And he wrote down everything that he heard from God. So in his 53rd chapter, he wrote that, but he was pierced. I'm not sure why the English is not up here, but there it goes. Okay, but he was pierced for our transgression. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. Let me ask you this question. Who is he? That's right. He is Jesus. Now remember, Jesus has not yet been born. Okay, this is 700 years before he was born. One thing that fits Jesus perfectly is that his hands and feet were pierced, right, for our transgression. Okay, now let's go to the 61 book of chapter. Okay, in Isaiah 61, Isaiah wrote, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me." Because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. Now, the word me in this case is not referring to Isaiah. Okay, let's see who this me refers to. Now, 700 years later, Jesus was born and grew up in Nazareth. And one day he was worshipping in a synagogue with other people. And it was his time to come up to the front and to read the scripture. And they handed him Isaiah 61 to read. And so when he read this, he just read as is. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Now, me meaning himself. So therefore, when he read this, he's actually speaking personally to the people. And that was fulfilled right at that moment. Okay, let's go to the next and see what else is in Isaiah. He said that he has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. So Isaiah 61 was written for that very moment when Jesus read that in front of the people. So although the Bible was written thousands of years ago, but it is still very timely even for today. And after Jesus finished reading Isaiah 61, he said that today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing. So let's see how each part of Isaiah 61 has been fulfilled.
我们今天呢要来看说在以赛亚书六十一章的每个地方是怎么样的被实现的。
Now in Luke chapter 3, Jesus was baptized in the Jordan River.
在路加福音第三章耶稣在约旦河受洗。
And after he was baptized, he was walking out. As he was walking out, the Holy Spirit in the form of a dove rested upon him.
当他受洗完起来以后，从天上有圣灵，有仿佛鸽子的形状降临在他身上。
And a voice from heaven was heard, and the voice said that this is my beloved son.
从天上有声音来说，这是我的爱子，是我所喜悦的。
So for the first time, now we know that Jesus is the Son of God.
所以这是第一次在圣经告诉我们说，耶稣是神的儿子。
Okay, let's go to the next part.
我们来看下一段。
Because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor.
因为他用高高我叫我传福音给贫穷的人。
In Luke chapter 6, Jesus was preaching to the people.
在路加福音第六章里面，耶稣对众人传讲福音。
And he said something kind of ironic.
他说了一件听起来很矛盾的事情。
He said that blessed are you who are poor in spirit, for yours is the kingdom of God.
他说贫穷的人有福了，因为神的国是你们的。
So it sounds like you're poor, then you are lucky, something like that.
听起来好像说你是贫穷的，所以你很幸运。
But let me explain. Luke chapter 19, Jesus, there was a man, very rich man, named Zacchaeus.
在路加福音十九章里面所记载到有一个人名叫撒该。
And one day he heard Jesus was coming through, so he climbed up a tree to catch a glimpse of Jesus.
所以有一天他听到耶稣要来到了，于是他爬上树去看耶稣。
And Jesus proposed to go to Zacchaeus' house for dinner.
于是耶稣就提议说他要去撒该家去吃晚饭。
Now, Zacchaeus is a rich man, but after the dinner,Zacchaeus realized that, yeah, he might be rich in money, but he is very poor in spirit.
撒该是一个很富有的人，在吃晚饭的时候，他了解到他自己虽然在金钱上是富有，在心灵上却是贫穷。
So he repented cheating other people and promised to give half of his money to the poor.
所以他对以前欺骗人和大人感到抱歉，于是他就答应说他要把钱还给那些他对他讹诈的人跟那些穷人。
And then Jesus declared, salvation has come to this house.
于是耶稣就说救恩今日临到这一家了。
Yeah, so we can see that blessed is those who are poor in spirit.
所以我们可以看到说这边讲的是这个神要赐福给那些心灵贫穷的人。
A few years ago, I remember there was a young lady coming to church for the first time, and I invited her to come back again.
在很几年前有一个年轻的女性来到我们教会，于是我邀请她下礼拜再来。
She was very honest with me. She said, well, no thanks. You know, I know what I want in life.
她很诚实的告诉我说，她说我下次不会来了，因为我知道我在我的生命中我需要什么。
So I did not know if she ever come back again.
我也不晓得她还有没有再回来。
You see, when a person does not acknowledge that he is spiritually poor, then it is hard for him to accept the spiritual riches that Jesus has to offer.
当一个人不觉得他心灵是贫穷的，那他也很不容易接受耶稣要给他属灵上的富足。
That's why Jesus said, "Blessed is those who are poor in spirit."
这是为什么耶稣说在心灵贫穷的人有福了。
The next.He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives.
下面说到差遣我报告被掳的释放。
In Luke chapter 13, Jesus healed a woman who is crippled for 18 years.
在路加福音十三章提到耶稣医治一个驼背十八年的女人。
She was bent over and couldn't stand up straight.
她腰弯的一点也直不起来。
Jesus called her and he said that, woman, you are set free from your ailment.
耶稣对这个女人说，女人，你脱离这病了。
Then he laid his hand on her and she straightened up.
他两只手按着她，她立刻就直起腰来。
Then the Pharisee criticized Jesus, saying, why are you doing work on Saturday?
于是当时法利赛人就批评耶稣说，你怎么可以在安息日来做这样的事情呢？
But then Jesus replied, he said,
但耶稣就回答说，
he said, wouldn't you on a Sabbath day to untie your donkey and let it go free and drink water? Let it drink water?
难道你们个人在安息日不解开槽上的牛驴，先去饮水吗？
Then shouldn't this person, you know, a daughter of God that Satan has bound for 18 years, should be set free on the Sabbath day?
这个女人是神的儿女，她被撒旦捆绑了18年，不当在安息日解开她的捆绑吗？
Today, even many Christians,I held bondage to many things.
今天其实有许多基督徒仍然是被捆绑的。
They are the spirit of addiction.
他们有些人是被有些上瘾的这些灵所捆绑。
Spirit of unforgiveness.
是或是说不饶恕人的事情。
Spirit of anger.
或是怒气。
And so on and so on.
还有很多其他的事情。
But Jesus said in Isaiah.That he has come to set us free.
耶稣借着以赛亚书里面告诉我们说，被掳的得释放。
But to be very honest, sometimes it is very sometimes we just enjoy our addiction too much to be set free.
很多时候我们很享受我们很习惯做的事情，所以我们不愿意被释放。
So the key is to be willing.To be let Jesus set us free.
所以这重要的地方是我们要愿意让耶稣来释放我们。
So we should pray to Jesus honestly.
所以我们应该对耶稣有一个真诚的祷告。
We should pray that Jesus, I'm enjoying my addiction.
应该对耶稣说，我实在很喜欢我现在做的事情。
It makes me feel good, at least during the time I'm doing it.
它让我的感觉很好，至少是在我做的时候。
But I know deep in my heart that.This affection or this bondage will lead me to a path of destruction.
但在我心灵深处，我知道这样的捆绑是让我导致我的毁灭。
Please help me to be willing to let you set me free.
帮助我能够心甘情愿的来被释放。
Then the next he continues recovery of sight to the blind to let the oppressed go free.
在下面说像瞎眼的得看见，叫那受压制的得自由。
In John chapter 9, Jesus met a man who was born blind.
在约翰福音第九章里面记载到有一个人是生来瞎眼的。
And Jesus mixed his saliva with some mud and put it on his eyes.
耶稣用唾沫和泥抹在这个瞎子的眼上。
And Jesus told him to wash his eyes in a pool.
耶稣叫他去池子里洗干净。
And a blind man did as he was told.
那个瞎子就照着耶稣所吩咐的做了。
And his eyes were open, and he was able to see.
于是这个瞎眼就得以看见。
But this is just the beginning.
但这只是开始。
Now Jesus was ready to open his second eyes, the spiritual eyes.
耶稣准备要开他第二个眼睛，也就是心灵的眼睛。
And Jesus asked him, "Do you believe in the Son of God?"
耶稣问他说，你信神的儿子吗？
And the man asked, "Who is he?"
那个人就问说谁是谁的儿子呢？
And Jesus answered, "You're looking at him."
耶稣就回答说，你已经看见他。
And the man answered, "I believe, Lord."
那位瞎子回答说，主啊，我信。
And he worshipped him.
就拜耶稣。
See, this eye-opening miracle teaches us about spiritual blindness.
这个是瞎子看见的例子，告诉我们什么是灵里的瞎眼。
When a person's spiritual eyes are open, they will see Jesus as the Son of God.
当一个人属灵的眼睛打开以后，他可以看到耶稣是神的儿子。
See, a typical blind person is a person who moves very quickly, but don't see where he is going.
一般的瞎子他们可能动作很快，但他们却不知道他们在往哪里去。
They often make bad choices and go into path of destruction.
他们很多时候他们做了坏的选择，走上毁灭之路。
But when we see Jesus as the Son of God, then we will see the light that comes forth from Him.
当我们认识耶稣是神的儿子，我们就可以来亲近他，来跟随他。
And that light will shine on everything in our lives.
耶稣的光可以在我们的生命的各个的地方能够照耀。
Then we no longer need to stumble into the path of destruction.
所以我们就不会在他的毁灭之路上面行走。
Now the next continue with the and provide for those who grieve in Zion to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes.
下面再记载到说赐华冠与锡安悲哀的人代替灰尘。
Now Zion is actually a place where God's peoples are.
西安是神的子民所居住的地方。
So this means that even Christians grieve at times.
也就是说，基督徒很多时候也有许多的悲哀。
See, in the Jewish tradition, when a person grieved, they put ashes on their head.
在犹太人传统里面，当他们在悲哀的时候，他们将灰尘撒在自己的头上。
So in a time of grief and pain, we need to ask Jesus to take away our ashes and put on our head the crown of beauty that he was talking about.
这边所说的，在我悲哀中，我们求神把我们头上的灰尘拿去，赐华冠于我们。
When we overcome our grief with Jesus, then we can also help others to overcome.
当我们可以来胜过我们的悲哀，我们也就可以来帮助其他在悲哀中的人。
That's when the ashes on our head turn into a crown of beauty.
这是我们头上的灰尘变成华冠的原因。
And the next goes the oil of gladness instead of mourning, and garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair.You know, I was reading recently on the internet that many colleges today across the nation have noticed a substantial rise in depression.
我最近在网上读到，在美国各处大学里面都发现忧郁症现在越来越多了。
I bumped into a parenting magazine that even say that even children now suffer from depression.
我看一部一个父母的关于父母的杂志，现在说连小孩都有忧郁症。
And the number one prescription drug today is antidepressant.
在现在最流行的药就是抗忧郁症的药。
Suicide is the number one cause of death for young people.
在年轻人中最大的死亡原因就是自杀。
I'm not an expert, but based on what I've read, I believe that there are three kinds of depression.
我并不是一个专家，但根据我所读的，我相信有三种不同的忧郁症。
The first kind of depression originated from the mind.
第一个是从你的头脑里面所出来的。
The second kind from the heart.
第二个是从心里出来的。
The third kind from the spirit.
第三个是从你灵里面出来的。
Now, if it's in the mind, then it could be dealt with as a chemical imbalance, so that it is possible taking medication.Herbs or certain vitamins can help lift up the mood of the person.
在你头脑中的产生的忧郁症，很可能是因为你身体的化学的失衡，所以可以用药物或是中药来医治你，让你能够重新不要减少你的忧郁。
But if the depression is originated from the heart or from the spirit, no medication, no vitamin, no herbs would ever heal you.
忧郁症，如果忧郁症是从你心里或是从你灵里出来的，那没有任何的中药或西药能够帮助你。
Many people deal with depression by alcohol, by sleeping away the day, and to just eat a lot of food.
很多人对抵抗忧郁的方式就是酗酒，或是吃很多东西，或是睡一整天。
They tend to stay away from other people.
他们要离开众人。
They even get further away from God and slip into sin.
他们要越离神，能够倾向于去犯罪。
That's why Satan is very happy to give us depression.
所以撒旦要引诱我们有这个忧郁症。
Because depression often hurt the relationship between us and God.
因为忧郁能够毁坏我们与神之间的关系。
Okay, let me just flip 180 degrees and start talking about first gladness.
我们来转180度来看这个喜乐。
Well, when I first met my wife Sarah, you know, I fell in love in the first sight.
当我第一次碰到我太太的时候，我第一眼就爱上她。
So after meeting her for the first time, my family went to Canada to visit our relatives.
当我遇见我太太之后，我就在一个去加拿大的一个旅途上。
Even though we were sightseeing, but I really can't focus.
虽然我在那边有很漂亮的景色，但我不能够专心。
I remember I was riding on a boat.And the breeze was blowing on my face.
我记得我在一个船上面，那个一个微风吹到我的脸上。
Even though there's so much fresh air, I just couldn't breathe.
虽然有很多新鲜的空气，但我不能呼吸。
Yeah, you see, I was lovesick.
那个时候他是恋爱的疯狂。
So after returning from Canada, my mother set up another meeting with Sarah's relatives.
当我从加拿大回来以后，我的母亲就安排了我下一次跟 Sarah 的见面时间。
So my family and Sarah's relative went to the beach, not to swim, okay, not to swim, to pick oysters.
所以我们就一起到海边去捡蚌壳。
And eventually, Sarah and I dated along, and we dated for a year, and then we got married.
所以我后来跟 Sarah 就有一年的约会的时间，于是我们结婚了。
Looking back, I think family outing is a good way to start a relationship.
我现在看起来，从一个家庭的出去旅游是一个很好的约会的开始。
And I just want to praise God that He has made me exceedingly glad for giving me a woman of my dream.
我感谢神让我能够这样的喜乐，因为他给我梦想中的女人。
But not everything worked out so well in my life.
但并不所有的事情都在我心中都是美好的。
See, I'm an associate professor at Ithaca College.
我是在Ithaca College 的一个副教授。
And I applied for a promotion to full professor 4 years ago.
在四年前，我申请要成为助教授。
See, a promotion case has to go through many committees.
一个升格的这个过程要经过很多不同委员会的检查。
And based on the recommendation of each committee, the provost will make a final decision whether to grant promotion or not.
所以根据各个不同委员会的建议，教务长要最终来做这个决定。
So first, my school's committee recommended my promotion by a vote of 6-4.
在我系上的这个委员会呢，在给的建议是7-4的这个建议。
So I won the majority.
所以我是有更多票支持我能够升格。
But then the dean of my school recommended against my promotion.
但是我的院上的院长却不建议我升格。
And then my case goes to the all college committee, and the vote there was 3-3.
然后在全学院的这个委员会里面，那个投票结果是3-3。
I fought very hard on a promotion.
我希望我尝试了很多方法能够升格。
I made an appeal and met with the appeal committee.
我甚至去跟那个协调委员会来商量。
I met with the provost. I even met the president.
我见了教务长，也见了校长。
I pray along. I pray with my wife and I pray with others.
我独自祷告，跟我太太祷告，我跟很多人一起祷告。
For the entire semester, it was a fierce physical and spiritual battle.
在整个学期里面，它是一个很激烈的一个属灵征战。
But at the end, I failed to get the promotion and I was forced to withdraw from my application.
在最后我没有得到我的升格，而且被迫要能够收回我的申请书。
So I try to think of some, you know, physical reasons why.
我在想说为什么。
Or perhaps they don't like me.
也许他们不喜欢我。
Or perhaps I'm simply not good enough.
也许是我不够好。
But then I try to think of spiritual reasons.
但我也想到属灵的原因。
I remember once my son asked me, hey dad,What if you don't get the promotion?
我想起来我的儿子有人问我爸爸如果你没有升格的话你会怎么样的
And I replied proudly, I will be promoted.
我说大概我可以能够升格了
Perhaps that's a lesson for being proud.
我想这个可能是要我学骄傲的功课
Or perhaps God used this failure for a purpose.
所以也可能神要用这个失败给我学习的功课。
Maybe he's developing me spiritually.
他要在我的属灵上让我成长。
But whatever the reason, God is sovereign.
但无论什么样原因，神是万能的。
He gives freely, he takes freely.
他白白的给，也白白的舍去。
I need to accept that.
我必须要接受这件事情。
Better than accepting it, I should trust that this outcome is the best for me.
除了比接受更好之外，我应该选择信任他。
One day, when my wife was alone,
有一天我太太在独处的时候
she was thinking, why does the dean go against Joseph?
她在想说为什么院长要不喜欢 Joseph 呢
And she heard a very powerful voice in her heart.
所以她在她心里面有一个很强烈的声音进来
And the voice spoke, trust the Lord, just trust the Lord.
那声音是信靠神，信靠神。
Now, not long after this promotion ordeal, I had a dream.
在这个升格的这个事件的过程之后，我有一个做了一个梦。
In this dream, I heard of a song, and that song keeps saying surrender, surrender.
在那个歌词里面告诉我说你要降服，要降服。
I didn't want to hear surrender. I want to hear victory.
我要知道降服，我要知道胜利。
But you know, perhaps in the spiritual realm, the secret of victory is surrender.
在属灵的领域里面，在胜利的一个重要的原则就是我们要降服。
My mother-in-law, you know, she's a professor in China. She told me that there are some people actually commit suicide when they don't get promoted.
像我的岳母，她在中国做教授，她告诉我说，有些教授在不能升格以后，他就自杀了。
I was definitely disappointed.
我的确在当时很失望。
But I was not despair.
但我并不绝望。
I was not bitter at those who did not support my promotion.
我并没有对那些拒绝我升格的人有些苦读的心态。
And most of all, I was not upset at God.
最重要的是我对神并没有失望。
I can look back now.And laugh at myself for being so serious about the promotion.
我现在回头看，我可以来笑我自己说，当初我为什么这么认真呢？
I thank God for giving me a valuable life lesson.
我感谢神给我这样一个宝贵的功课。
See, in my marriage, God made it happen, so I don't have to feel heart sick any longer.
在我的婚姻里面，神让我能够不再有心痛的感觉。
But in my promotion case.He did not make it happen, but he changed my heart so that I don't get heart sick.
在我升格的这个过程中间呢，神却给我另外的功课，让我能够心里仍然能够喜乐。
See the key to dealing with despair is either changing the circumstance or changing the heart.
像我们对一个面对一个失望的事情，我们可以来改变环境，或者改变我们的心态。
And Jesus can change both.
耶稣可以把两个都改变。
That's why Jesus can free us from despair.
是耶稣可以使那被掳的释放。
Now the next question, you may wonder, well, it's now 2,000 years, you know, since Jesus went back to the Father. Does he still proclaim release to the captives?
在我们在下一个问题是，耶稣你在2000年前就受死复活了，他现在还跟我们说同样的事情吗？
Does he still open eyes?
他现在还打开我们属灵的眼睛吗？
Absolutely, but through his people.
当然，但这是通过神的子民。
If you read John chapter 14, this is what Jesus said, you know, before he passed away. Before he go to the cross, he said that I tell you the truth. Anyone who has faith in me will do what I have been doing. He will do even greater things than these because I'm going to the Father.
耶稣上十字架前，在约翰福音14记载到，耶稣说：“我实实在在告诉你们，我所做的事，信我的人也要做，并且要做比这更大的事，因为我往父那里去。”
But you might say to yourself, "But yeah, but I'm just a human."
你可以说我，但我不过是一个普通人啊。
But you know why Jesus was able to do the things he did? Because the Spirit of the Lord was upon him.
但耶稣为什么能做这些事情呢？为什么能够做这些事情？因为耶稣的灵在他身上。
And as disciples, we also have the Spirit of the Lord upon us.
我们是耶稣的门徒，耶稣的灵也在我们身上。
That's why we can do what Jesus did.
所以我们可以做耶稣所做的事情。
So this is what Jesus read. But look at the me now as us.Okay, so let's read together, if that's okay. Okay, 1, 2, 3. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me,
because He has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, and to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor.
Okay, let's now read the Chinese.See, I'm a shy person.
我是一个很害羞的人。
And a very quiet person as well.
我也是一个很安静的人。
I never imagined I'll be preaching someday.
我从来没想象过我会讲到。
Every believer has the anointing to share the good news to other people.
每一个基督徒都有神的圣膏在我们身上，让我们能够传福音给其他人。
Some would proclaim it by helping others. Some would proclaim it by the way they live.
有些人是用他们的话语，或者用他们的生命，或者他们的行为来宣传这个福音。
See, Sarah and I have been shopping in Tops for the last 20 years.
我跟我太太 Sarah 在这边的一个Tops 的超级市场有二十年在那边买东西。
But for some reason this year we switched to Wegmans.
在去年改去 Wegmans.
Now last week for some reason Sarah and I went back to Tops.
在上个礼拜呢，我们又决定回到这个 Tops 的这个超级市场。
Now at Tops we used to buy two things.
在这个 Top 这个超级市场里面，我们经常买了两样东西
：organic potato
有机的马铃薯
，and snail fish
小
鱼。Yeah, it's a kind of small fish in Canada.
从加拿大来的一种特别的小鱼。
So Sarah, when Sarah and I went back to Top last week, the first thing we looked for was organic potato.
所以回到这个 Top 超级市场的时候，我们第一件要搞的东西就是这个有机的马铃薯。
But we cannot find it in the same spot we found that used to be.
那我们在原来的地方却找不到了。
And then the second thing to look for is the snailfish.
第二我们找就是个加拿大的小鱼。
And it was also not found anymore.
我也找不到了。
It's not out of stock. They just don't carry it anymore.
这并不是他卖光了，而是他们不再卖这两样东西。
So Sarah and I were kind of joking to each other.
所以我跟太太跟我开玩笑说
，Hey, you know, maybe we're the only two people who buy organic potato and snailfish.
也是我们是只有我们两个人买这个马铃薯的小鱼。
So now that we don't shop at Tops, we don't carry anymore.
所以我们在去了以后呢 ，Tops 就不再卖这两样东西。
But you know, this may not be the best example, but I think you know we have more impact than we think.
但我们常常我们所能够有的影响大过我们所想象的。
See, God has anointed us to impact the poor, the blind, and the captives around us.
神膏我们，让我们能够在我们周围那些被掳的、瞎眼的能够得着祝福。
We can give sight to the blind by showing them that Jesus is Son of God.
我们可以使瞎眼的得看见，让他们看见神的祝福。
We can let the oppressed go free by praying for them.
我们可以使被掳的得释放，因为我们为他们祷告。
And we can proclaim the year of the Lord's favor.By sharing the grace of God with them.
因为我们可以来告诉他们这个福音的好消息，报告神的心意。
Yeah, this picture was taken in the church we married in a New York City Chinatown church.
这是在纽约一个华人教城市中的华人教会所拍摄的照片。
Here I was simply following the instruction of the photographer.
因为是跟随摄影师告诉我的指令。
Yes, today is our 23rd wedding anniversary.
Wow.
Thank you all. You know, I remember on our wedding day, people wish us, Bai Tou Sao Lao. That means, we wish you, you know, stay together even when your hair is white. You know, at that time, I thought the days of white hair are far away. But it is now here. The years passed as quickly as the Bible described. And our life as husband and wife is not always as sweet as this picture suggests. Like most couples, you know, we have conflicts and many struggles together. But I would say the one thing that we did right was that we prayed together as husband and wife regularly.
但是因为我们做对的事情，是我们常常夫妇在一起来祷告。
You know, I always tell my children that anniversary is the same as our family's birthday.
我告诉我的儿女们，我的结婚纪念日就是我们家庭的生日。
So we thank God for blessing our family for the last 23 years.
所以我们向神感谢，对过去的23年。
And we thank God for leading our family to this church to be blessed and to be a blessing to others. So may this be a year of Lord's favor for all our families in this church.
那今年能够成为神的新年，我们能够成为教会的基督徒。
And for those who have not yet accepted Jesus,
对一切还没有接受基督的人
，Let this year also be a year of Lord's favor for you.
让今年也能够成为一个对你来说是神悦纳人的新年。
Accept Jesus Christ into your life.
你能够接受耶稣到你生命当中。
You will never regret it.
你并不会后悔。
You know, if you read the news regularly, you would know that, you know, our world is going to have more turmoil in the future.
如果你在报上读新闻，你知道我们在未来还有许多的灾难。
But if the Spirit of the Lord is upon you, you can thrive even in the world of turmoil.
但如果神的灵在你身上，即使在许许多多的灾难中间，你仍然能够发旺成长。
And you can do things that you never imagined.
你可以做你从来想不到的事情。
Okay, let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的父神,
we thank you for your Son Jesus Christ.
我们为你的儿子耶稣基督向你献上感谢。
We ask that the Spirit be upon us.
我们恳求你将圣灵降在我们身上。
To free us from all our bondages.
能够从让我们能够内从我们被捆绑当中得以释放。
So that we can also help set others free.
我们也能够帮助那些被捆绑的人得到释放。
And we pray that this year be a year of Lord's favor.
我们祷告今年能够成为神悦纳人的新年。
For all our families in this church,
对我们所有教会中的家庭
，You would set them free from any kind of sorrow and pain.
在我们这些人中间的很多忧伤、很多的痛苦中间，也能够释放他们。
And give them a crown of beauty instead of ashes.
将他们头上的灰尘以华冠来代替。
So that they can glorify your Son Jesus Christ.
所以他们能够将荣耀归给你儿子耶稣基督。
Yeah, we thank you in Jesus' name.
我们将感谢奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
We thank Brother Joseph to give us the sermon before the start of the semester.
可能新的学生在学期当中会遇到各种各样的困难，可能是你们想不到的。
Maybe you have many unimaginable difficulties in your new semester.
我们的教会和我们弟兄姐妹永远都在这里啊，欢迎你们。
But yeah, a brother and sister in our church will be here to welcome you.
让我们来唱一首诗歌，来献上赞美一下。
Let's sing a responsive song, Garment of Praise.
可能你们大多数人都不是很熟悉这首诗歌。
This may be a song that you may not be familiar with.
但是请记住，神在乎的不是我们的声音，而是我们的心。
That God don't care about our voice, but our heart.
所以请大家尽快放开声音来唱这首歌。
So use your voice.
让我们站起来唱好吗？这是要很快的歌。
好，这是 Song of Joy。